Saudi Arabia says Iran proxies in Iraq are launching drones at its oil facilities. By John Hayward on July 28, 2026. Saudi Arabia's defense ministry announced on Monday that it intercepted multiple drones targeting eastern oil facilities that were launched by Iran-controlled Shiite militia forces in Iraq. The Saudis said they would exercise their right to respond at the appropriate time and place. These terrorist attempts were launched from Iraqi territory and executed by Iranian-affiliated terrorist militias, the Saudi defense ministry said. The Saudi statement did not specify exactly how many drones were launched or if any damage was inflicted on the ground when they were intercepted. The Saudi Foreign Ministry issued its strongest condemnation of the reprehensible drone attacks carried out by Iran-backed militias operating in Iraq, and called on the Iraqi government to take all necessary measures to prevent its territories from being used as grounds from which acts of aggression are launched. Iraqi Prime Minister Ali al-Zaidi ordered his security forces to investigate the drone attack in a statement released on Monday evening. The Iraqi government reaffirms its constitutional and unwavering commitment to the principles of good neighborliness and to preventing Iraqi territory from being used as a route or launching point for any attack targeting brotherly or friendly countries, said Iraqi military spokesman Sabah al-Numan. Numan said Iraq is examining available evidence and information, and is ready to take legal action against anyone proven to have been involved in such acts. The government further reaffirms that relations with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia are deep-rooted and fraternal, founded on mutual respect, shared interests and the principles of good neighborliness, he added. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, IRI, the umbrella group for Iran's Shiite Muslim militia proxies in the Sunni Muslim country, on Monday denied launching drones at Saudi Arabia, and threatened to make the Saudis deeply regretful if they took action. These fabrications are nothing but an attempt to justify the inability to respond to the painful Yemeni strikes that have targeted the heart of their infrastructure. Out of fear of the nature of the impending Yemeni response, the IRI jeered, referring to attacks on Saudi shipping in the Red Sea by another Iranian proxy, the Houthi insurgents of Yemen. Any foolish Saudi action will be met with a harsh response that will make them bite their fingers in regret, the IRI warned, regional analysts told the leftist outlet New York Times, NYT, on Monday that Iran and its Houthi clients are taking advantage of Saudi Arabia's vulnerability, with the Strait of Hormuz on lockdown and oil exports dramatically reduced. The Saudis allegedly wanted nothing more to do with Yemen, where they intervened in 2015 to little lasting effect, but much criticism from the international community for the hardships suffered by Yemeni civilians. The Houthis were allegedly frustrated with their inability to conquer any more of Yemen after making a truce with the Saudis in 2022. The Hormuz crisis gave the Houthis an opening to break that deadlock, and Iran could be using its Iraqi militia proxies to increase the pressure on Saudi Arabia. The Houthis have one solution for every problem in the world, which is go to war. The Saudis solve every problem by trying to shower it with money, and the Houthis by shooting at it, sighed Chatham House research fellow Faria al-Muslimi.